sole contender emerges as possible successor to take over Macau's leadership. As the political landscape of Macau braces for a significant transition, Sam Hu Fai, a prominent figure in the judiciary, emerges as the sole contender for the chief executive position. On Wednesday, Sam announced his candidacy for the October elections, marking a pivotal moment in the governance of this affluent Chinese special administrative region, SAR. Having presided over the highest court in Macau, the Court of Final Appeal, since 1999, Sam's decision to resign from his judicial duties underscores the gravity of his political aspirations. The current chief executive, Ho Yiat-seng, has opted out of the race for a second term, citing health concerns. In addition to leading Macau's top court, Sam, who studied at Portugal's University of Coimbra, also the president of the Council of the Judicial Magistrates, a member of the Independent Commission on the Recommendation of Judges, and a member of the Working Committee on Regional Legal Assistance and International Mutual Legal Assistance. He's also the honorable chairman of the Macau Basic Law Promotional Association, according to the Macau government's website. The announcement that Ho would not seek re-election has opened the door for Sam, whose origins trace back to Guangdong Province in China, to potentially become the first leader of Macau not native to the territory. His candidacy, if sanctioned by Beijing, would mark a historic shift in the leadership demographics of Macau. Sam's unopposed run is a testament to the unique electoral system of Macau, where a select panel of 400 members, known for their pro-China stance, holds the authority to greenlight candidates. This panel's endorsement is crucial, as it effectively determines the eligible contenders for the chief executive role. With no other nominations presented thus far, Sam's path to leadership appears unobstructed, a scenario that aligns with the precedents of Macau's political processes. Mixed reactions. The prospect of a judge transitioning to the role of chief executive has sparked debate among observers and stakeholders. Anthony Lawrence, a market research expert and founder of Intelligence Macau, has openly criticized the notion, labeling it as ridiculous and questioning the suitability of Sam's judicial background for executive governance. Conversely, there are voices within the community that advocate for Sam's potential to steer Macau toward a more globally appealing future. His connections to Portugal, coupled with his extensive legal background, are seen by some as advantageous, aligning with China's vision for Macau as an international hub. This perspective suggests that Sam's leadership could catalyze the city's evolution into a destination of global significance, furthering its economic and cultural prominence. In the coming weeks, the political narrative of Macau will undoubtedly be shaped by these discussions as the territory anticipates the confirmation of its next leader. The outcome of the October 13th election, albeit seemingly predetermined, will be a defining moment for Macau, potentially setting the course for its strategic positioning in the region and beyond.